Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse, Friday, March 15th, 2024. We'll start, of course, with the Trump docket. There's been a big development right down the street here, actually between, well, now the U.S. Attorney's Office is in Federal Plaza, not right behind me, but looks like March 25th, which we've been gearing up for, the Alvin Bragg trial, people of the state of New York versus Donald J. Trump. Going to probably, almost certainly, be postponed. We don't know for how long. The reason we say it's going to be postponed is that the prosecutors yesterday said that they would not object to a 30-day, I guess at least, adjournment because of more than 100,000 pages of this produced by subpoena by the Southern District of New York prosecutors. This was, they considered the Michael Cohen case and then didn't do it. And of course, they have a lot of documents, and now they've produced them. And I think it's not just the Bragg people. They could have said, you know, this is just stuff that was already known. The trial's going forward. I'm sure that's what Judge Mershon might prefer. It seems like he's been very intent on getting this trial in. But 177 pages, 7,000 pages, and what's in them? So this is one to be tracked. Also, this morning, the judge in Georgia said that Fannie Willis is not off the case. Possibly, Mr. Wade is, the appearance of impropriety, but not actual conflict. And one of Trump's seven motions in the Florida documents case was shot down, but six remain, and that's on the slow track. So I guess the theme, some people are saying, like, will there be a trial? When will the trial be here in New York? That's the one we have our eyes on. There's a Steve Bannon trial that Judge Mershon has, but could that one be moved? In any event, we remain on the case. On the Menendez case, politics is taking over the law right now. On the Menendez case, Judge Stein, Sidney H. Stein, denied his speech and debate clause defense. So that's probably going to be appealed to the Second Circuit right behind me. And I believe Menendez will be taking a stay of his May 6th trial pending that appeal of the speech and debate clause. Probably might get it. He might get it. So in any case, we've got more than enough things to cover here. Yesterday, there was the denouement in a trial we've been covering called Icon Tech. David Brand and Gustavo Rodriguez, they lost. Right before, when the verdict came out, a juror sent a note that they were concerned about confidentiality, which the defense took to mean safety. They cited a John Gotti case. They said they wanted to poll the jurors. They wanted a mistrial. This was all denied. The verdict envelope went open, was said guilty. And although Brand was allowed to remain out with a GPS bracelet. It's you know, some monitor. It's on him. Gustavo Rodriguez was remanded instantly. The marshals came in, and he spoke to his son, who traveled with him from 40 miles outside of Los Angeles for the whole trial, and he was remanded. A woman collapsed in court, and the EMS 911 ambulance people came. I think she's okay, but it was quite a scene. We wrote it all up. There was no other media there. It was a late breaking thing. Now, we've asked the United Nations any number of stories. What I should say is actually the same. This is kind of an interesting connection to just to pass through the Honduras case. It's the same process as the jury that convicted Juan Orlando Hernandez. And people in Honduras that were, I guess, following the crypto case said, you know, what about those jurors? Well, what about them? We've written a late night story this week about some of the jury deliberations in that case, which we learned about. We also asked the United Nations about all of these matters, including Menendez and Egypt and Qatar, including the Honduras trial and Antonio Guterres' propping up of Juan Orlando. No answer at all. Totally corrupt. We continue to push to be re-entered and ask the questions in person. To be continued. Have a good weekend.